This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, good evening, friends. We're continuing in Masechta Nedarim, Daf Mem Aleph, Amud Beis. We're going to begin on the bottom line of Mem Aleph Amud Aleph. Amar Rava. Rava said, Hai Ishta, this fever, Ilav de Farvanka de Malach de Maisa. Where do we have the word Parvanka? We just had it in Parshas Pinchas. Pinchas told Moshe Rabbeinu, didn't you tell us Havoy la Ramis Kano and Poigamba? Moshe said, Kraina de Igarta iu lahave Parvanka. He who reads the letter should carry out the mission. So this fever, Ilav de Farvanka de Malach de Maisa, not for the fact it's the shliach of the Malach HaMavis. Ma'ale, it would be good. It would be good. Kechizra ladikli, like a thorn of a palm tree. Right? I think most doctors would say that fever, somehow, by raising the body temperature, it kills the bacteria. Does it actually? Yeah, why not?
Yeah, that's the reason why the body increases temperature.
Okay.
Which shows that in the times of the Gemara, they knew the theory of bacteria.
Mm-hmm. It's like a thorn. Chad l'tlasin yoma. It would be good every 30 days. V'chi teriyake l'gufa. It's like teriyaki for the body. What is teriyaki? It's some kind of herb or ingredient that is beneficial to the body from... Rashi says, teriyaka balaz. It's a kind of good herb. Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak said, Moichel Toivis, no thank you, not to the fever and not to the teriyaki. Loi hi v'loi teriyaki. Don't give me the fever. Don't give me any of its benefit. It kills the bacteria. Moichel Toivis. Okay. Amar Rabba Bar Yonason, Amar Avichiel. Arsan yafel l'chol l'rfasai. Arsan is very good for a son who's sick in bringing refuah. Okay? It was some kind of food. My arsan, what is arsan? Chushla desari atikasa deresh nafya. Chushla. Rashi says, chushla, it's klufim, it's peeled. Desari of barley. Atikasa, that is old. Deresh nafya, that's from the beginning of the sifting. You got that? Chushla, the peeled desari of barley. Atikasa, that's old. Deresh nafya, from the beginning of the peeling. It's very, very good. It's delicious. It's very, very helpful. Amar Abaye, bayan bishula ke'en bisra detura. But they need to be cooked like the meat of an ox. I mean, you gotta really cook it. Because everybody knows, if you eat ox meat, unless it's really rough. So the arsan really needs good cooking. Okay. Rav Yosef Amar, smida desari atikasa deresh nafya. No, arsan is something else. Smida. We had this in the Gemara in Gittin by the sugya of the Chorban. Smida desari. Very fine flour of barley, atikasa, that is old, deresh nafya, that's from the beginning of the sifting. Amar Abaye, bayan bishul kibasa de Torah. It needs to be cooked like the meat of an ox. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, boyer dam in mevakim. Don't visit somebody with bardam. Bardam is not boredom. We'll see what it is. Bardam, if you have bardam, we don't visit you. V'ein maskir in shemai, and we don't even want to say the name. Don't say the name of it. Don't talk about it. You don't say it. You say a certain machla. My taima, I'm Rav Elazar, m'mneishu k'mayin hanovea. The guy's flowing like blood. He's like a geyser of blood. I'm Rav Elazar, lo m'nikr shemai bardam, shu k'mayin hanovea. He's a bar of dam. He's like a well of blood.
Sounds like Ebola.
Yeah, doesn't sound good. Ebola causes bleeding.
Your whole system starts spinning out.
Okay. If somebody made a nether, let's see if we could go back to the Mishnah. Somebody made a nether to aser someone else Bahana. I don't have it in this edition. Somebody made a nether to aser Hana. Where is the Mishnah? So you're allowed to heal him refuas hanefesh, but not refuas hagaf. Hechi katani. What exactly does this mean? Ilema. So like this. Let's say a guy made a nether, and he said, "I can't get hana from so and so." So you could heal the person refuas hanefesh, but not refuas hagaf. What is that? What is refuas hanefesh, not refuas hagaf? Refuas hanefesh means you could heal for free. The refuas nefesh b'chinam means you could heal the person for free, because what happened? The person who's sick, he made a nether that he can't get hana from the doctor. So the doctor could heal for free, refuas mamon b'schar, but the doctor cannot heal for money. What does that mean? He could heal for free, but he can't get paid. Why? Because then he's getting hana from the person making nether. So I guess the person making the nether said he's not going to give hana. So you could heal the chayla for free, but you can't get paid because you're not going to get hana from him. So says Gemara, listen, then it should say as follows: if you can't get hana from the guy, so it should say you could heal him for free, but you can't get paid. What's refuas nefesh and refuas haguf? Ella refuas nefesh gufay. Maybe it means if I can't give you hana, means you could heal the person's body. Refuas nefesh is the person's body. Refuas mamain, right? I'm sorry. It says you could heal him refuas nefesh, but not refuas mamain. So maybe refuas nefesh is his body. Refuas mamain is his animal. So in other words, I'm not allowed to give you hana. I guess in the first pshat, we're assuming the person who can't get hana is the doctor who's getting paid. Now we're saying the person who can't get hana is the patient. And we're saying that refuas nefesh is you could heal the person who can't get hana's body, but you can't heal his animal. Why? Because you're mechuyev to heal the person. It's a mitzvah. So therefore it's not called getting hana. But you're not mechuyev to heal his animal. So maybe that is the explanation for merapeo refuas nefesh v'loy refuas haguf. So look in the Ran. Refuas nefesh b'chinam. Why is refuas nefesh called free? V'nefesh d'ktani, when it calls it refuas nefesh, perushay ratzain, it means desire. I could heal you out of my own will. Yesh es nafshechem. Nafshechem means ratzain. Kolam shemarapeo beratzain libay. He could heal him out of the goodness of his heart. V'loy b'schar, but not for payment. Umitukma masnisim b'shenichsei choyla asurin ala reifer. We're talking about where the possessions of the choyla are asur to the doctor. So you could heal me for free, but I can't pay you. But that can't be. Why not? Because the Mishnah should say, Bechinam uveschar. Elamai. Ella, refuas nefesh is, I can't give you hana, but I'm allowed to heal your body. We're talking about where the possessions of the doctor are also to the patient. That's why I can't heal your animal. it's talking about where there's another doctor. De'iloi, otherwise, the Ran now says a chiddush. It has to be talking about where there's another doctor. Because if there's no other doctor, then of course I'm allowed to heal your animal. Because I have a chiyuv. If I have a chiyuv, if your animal is lost, to return your animal, then certainly if your animal is suffering and it's going to be ruined, I have to heal it. It's begeder hashavas aveda. And that's a mitzvah. And that I would be allowed to do even though I'm not allowed to give you hana. So it has to be talking about where there's another doctor. Otherwise, I could heal the animal. It says I'm allowed to return your aveda. There's no greater hashava than healing a sick animal. We're talking about where there's another doctor. So therefore, it's not an issue of hashava saveda. Ah, you'll ask if there's another doctor, what's the mitzvah for me to heal you? Let him go to the other doctor. There's a great principle that lav mikol adam zoicha l'rapois. You can't just go to any doctor. You have to go to the right shliach. So even though technically you will say, why are you allowed to heal him? You're doing a mitzvah, you're not doing a mitzvah. He could go to a different doctor. No, if the patient wants to go to this doctor, then we say, lav mikol adam, adam zoicha l'rapois. A person is not zoicha to be healed from everyone. We find this in the Yushalmi. Oh, okay. Vayter in the Gemara. Amar of Zutra bar Tovia Amarav. Aval oimer loy, even though you can heal his animal, so you could say sam ployni yafela, sam ployni rala. This medicine is good for the animal. That medicine is bad for the animal. Says the Ran, aval oimer loy sam dekivan deiu lo yav hahu sam ale. Since he's not giving that medicine, shari that's permitted the hana memela asya. Dana is just coming mamela. Umina, from here we see the berfuas gufai, to heal the person himself. Afilu losam asam biyadav shari. He could even put and apply the medicine himself. Okay? So now we're talking about advising the animal. If I can't give you hana, I can't heal your animal. But that's, I can't heal it directly. But if I wanted to advise you how to heal it, then you would be able to do that. Okay, new sugya. We finished the sugya of Bikur Chaylam. Says the Mishnah, V'roichetz imoy ba'ambati gedoyla. If Reuven aser Shimon in Hana, Reuven could bathe with Shimon in a big bath. Why? Because he's not doing anything. It's not like he's causing the water to rise if it's a big bath. You see, let's say they're bathing. So if it's a small area, if Reuven is not to give Shimon Hana, Reuven jumps in. Until then, Reuven was only getting clean up to his waist. And now when Shimon jumps in, you know, he's getting clean up to his neck. So if it's in a big bath, the person who made the neder could go, or the person who is usher get Hana could bathe with the person who made the neder. Avalo biktana, he can't go in a small bath. V'yashin iba b'mita. And they'd be allowed to sleep in the same bed. Even though, let's say, the one who is now to give hana might be providing warmth. And here we don't differentiate between a big bed and a small bed. It's mutter. But Rabbi Huda comes and says, B'yimais hachama, in the summer, avaloi b'yimais hagashamim. Not in the cold season, in the rainy season, because you're giving him hana by being together in the same bed, so it's giving hana by being in the bed with the guy. You're giving him hana. Even though they can't be in the same bed in the cold season, he could rest on the bed, he could lie on the bed. And we're not worried that that'll fall asleep. They're allowed to eat at the same table. And we don't say, well, maybe the person's not again. I know we'll eat some of the food from the person who made the neder. They can't eat out of a common bowl, because if they eat out of the same bowl, the person who made the neder, he may decide not to eat something, and the person who's asur gehanah will eat it, and he's getting benefit from the person who made the neder. Aval oichel hu imay min atamchei hachozer. But they are allowed to eat of a bowl that whenever something is taken, the owner automatically fills it up. You see, if the owner doesn't automatically fill it up, then whatever someone leaves over is a hanah to the other guy. But if the owner automatically fills it up, so everyone has unlimited food anyway. Let's see the Ran here. Says the Ran, Masnisin v'roichetz imay ba'ambati. Shekivin shigdoila, since it's big, in amayim oylem alzeh, the water is not going to rise b'shvil chaveroi because of the friend. Loi ba'ambati k'tane, not in a small bathroom. Shemitoch shu k'tane, since it's small. Kesheroichetz imay, when he bathes with him, Mala hamayim alav maneo, it brings the water up. Rav Yehuda Omer, b'yamay sachama, Rav Yehuda says in the rainy season. Now the Ran learns that Rav Yehuda is not arguing on the Tanakhama. It's not like the Tanakhama says you could sleep in any bed, and Rav Yehuda says no, only in the summer, not in the winter. No, Rav Yehuda is explaining the Tanakhama. The Ran is forced to say that based on the Cheshvan and the Gemara later. Milsa the Tanakhama mafarish v'azol dechikam Rav Yashimai b'mitoi, when Tanakhama said you could sleep in the bed, davka b'mai sacham. Rav Yehuda is explaining what that means is only in the warm season. He's not getting hana in the warmth. He's explaining that the Tanakhama would say not in the rainy season, because he's heating it up. Like it says in Ecclesiastes, that if two people lie, they will be warm. And they could recline on a chair. Even in the rainy season, there's no heating up, just if they're mesa. And we're not afraid that they're going to take, he's going to take food from the guy. They can't eat from a common bowl. If they give to both of them one plate, because if the one who made the nether eats a little bit, the second guy eats a lot, he's getting hana from his friend. He's allowed to eat from a bowl that is replaced. The leftovers are, when if it's a bowl that as soon as somebody eats, the owner automatically refills it. So it's not like you're getting extra food if I don't eat something, because you have unlimited food. That if the plate goes back to the balabayas, meaning the tamchoy is so much, you can't possibly eat everything in it. And whatever is left over goes back to the balabayas. So I'm not being nene mahana you, because it's like all you could eat. Okay. Now the next comments of the Ran are going on the next Mishnah, so we have to see the Gemara now.
We had this concept by a chayla, right? The like adri min chiyuse.
Right.
If it's something benefiting the chayla,
right?
If he made the nether on.
Right.
In the case of a mikvah, in the case of sleeping in the same bed, the one who made the nether, he's also benefiting. He's benefiting from the rise of the water. He's benefiting from the warmth. So why don't we say the same concept that on that specifically, if something benefits him as well, he wouldn't have.
Right, good point. But if you remember that Gemara, the Gemara even said that I don't necessarily even let you sit. So it's not just anything that benefits me I didn't have in mind. It's something that's needed for my life. Life means when the guy's sick. But let's say a comfort, we didn't, you know, in other words, it wasn't even clear whether the guy would answer the visitor from sitting. He might say, look, I understand you're going to have to come and stand, but I don't let you sit. So chiyusei is like mamish a life need, not just like, right? Okay, so let's see the Gemara. Gemara, Tanya. You're not allowed to bathe in the same bath. You can't sleep in the bed. Bein gedoyla, bein katana. By a bed, it's whether it's big or small. Divrei Rav Meir. Rav Meir apparently is goyzer, big or too small. Not saying that has anything to do with anything else Rav Meir said. But Rav Meir was goyzer. I guess Rav Meir's choshesh for the miyot, that it could lead to that. That's maybe something consistent with Rav Meir's view. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, gedoyla b'maysa gashamim. A big bed in the cold, we're worried about. Uketana, meaning, I'm sorry, a big bed in the cold season is mutter. Ketana b'maysa hachama, a small bed in the summer is also mutter. They could bathe in a big bath. They could even go into a schwitz, in a small schwitz, because you don't do anything for me. You're allowed to recline on the bed. They could eat at the table. Not from a joint bowl. If it's a situation that you're going to end up giving it back to the owner because it's such a large amount, then we could eat. Amar Rav Yosi Bar Chanina, minatam choy hachoyzel balabayis. That means a bowl that's going to end up being returned to the balabayis of the house. Let's see the run. Tanya, lo yirchatz imay ba'ambati, v'lo yashayn imay b'mita, ben gedola ben katana. Can't bathe in a bath, any bath, big or small, and you can't sleep in a bed, big or small. Atarvayokai, it's going on both cases. Big or small, it's going on both the bath and the bed. The gazer amir ba bati gedoyla afagav dolayhanile atu katana demahanile because anami b'mita ben gedom katana. Even in the heat, a big bed, even in the hot season, we're worried, atu, a big bed in the cold season, atu, a small bed in the cold season. Atu ketanim, as Hashem, the Mahanilei. Rabbi Yehuda Palag Betarvayu, Rabbi Yehuda argues on both. A big bed, even in the rainy season, is mutter, the gedol afil ma'isa ha'gishamim shari, doloi gazrino natu ketana. A big bed is mutter even in the rainy season. And a small bed is mutter even in the summer. Ktana nami, a small one, hidimosa gishamim asar, b'yimosa chamashari. Now, they skip the next two lines in the Ram, but I want to tell you outside. From here we learn that in the Mishnah, Rabbi Yehuda must be explaining the Tanakama, but not saying his own opinion. When Rehuda says in the Mishnah, "Bimayis hageshamim, bimayis hachama, avoloi bimayis hageshamim," he's explaining what the Reisha says. When the Reisha says you could sleep in the same bed, look back in the Mishnah. Roi chitzimai ba'ambati gedoyla, avoloi b'katana. V'yashinimai b'mita. So in other words, the Mishnah says you could bathe in a big bath, not in a small bath. V'yashenimai b'mita, they could sleep in the bed. Rabbi Yehuda says in the summer, but not in the winter. Says the Ran, Rabbi Yehuda must be explaining the Tanakama. Why? Because if he's not explaining the Tanakama, then when the Mishnah says V'yashin ima b'mitai, then it doesn't go like anyone. It's not Rav Meir, not Rabbi Yehuda. So therefore, it must be Rabbi Yehuda is explaining the Tanakama. Zak the Mishnah, If someone is not a get hana, he can't eat with the person who made the neder from the bowl that's placed in front of the workers. For the same reason we said before, because whatever, if one of the people who made the neder is there and he doesn't eat, so he's being mahana, he's being nene, the person who's also get hana. V'lo yasi imay b'uman, and he's now to work together with the person who can't give him hana. What does this mean? V'layasi imay b'uman. Look in the run back, like in the middle wide lines. V'layoichal imay min ha'avas shalpailim, ka'ara gedoyla, a big plate, shenoysen lefnei ha'pailim, shemitoch shehim ha'amelim, because they're working, oichlen harbe, they eat a lot. Workers eat a lot. V'oivsen oisam, and they stuff them, kibahimus, mishimhachi nikra avos. Otherwise, why is it called a trough? These are workers. Why are we calling the what they're eating a trough? Because they eat a lot. They have a big appetite. Then echameyam oicha ma'ad, if one of them eats a little bit, nimsa mahanes chaveroi. Comes out, he's being mahanes friend. Workers will never return leftovers to a balabayas because there are no leftovers. Workers, they never have anything left over. They always lick their plates clean. Loitana shiryusa be'ivas hachayzer. It didn't say that. Why does it say you can't eat at the same bowl? But if it's all you could eat, in other words, that the balabayas is going to fill it up. Yeah, I'm sorry. If you're going to return the leftovers to the balabayas, then it's okay. No, there are no leftovers. Then the Mishnah says, you can't work with them. Be'uman, look at Rashi. Look at the Ran. Shuras hakerem, the line, the same row of a vineyard. Why not? Why can't I work within the same row? Why? Because when you dig, you're softening the ground next to me and you're making my life easier. You're being mahanehim. You're weakening the land. Ramer says you can't even work far. The guys are rachaik misham karev. Where guys are working far, atu working close. Kedisa b'gemara. The chachamim oimrim oisahu rachaik mimenu. The Mishnah says the chachamim say you could work far from him. Deloy gazri rachaik atu karev. Says the Gemara, b'karev loy pligi da aser, to work near the guy. Everyone agrees it's aser because he's being mahana you. By him digging, he's softening the ground for you. Ki pligi b'rachaik. They argue when it's far. Rameir savar, Rameir holds gazrin and rachaik misham karev. Where guys are, if you're far, atu where it's close, the kamarapi leila ara. Because if it's close, you're weakening the ground. Rabbanan savri loy gazrinan. The rabbi said, we're not goyzer. Look in the Ran. Bekarav kulei amo loy pligi da asar de mahani le lechavri. You're being mahani your friend. De marafi arakame. You're softening the ground before him. Kisha choyfer samachle. When you dig near him. Vein halat sarach lichvar bekach gadol. And he doesn't have to dig so much. Ki pligi barachaik, the kivan shirachik mena, since he's far, lemirapi leila ara, he's not weakening the ground. Okay, we're going to hold it over here, and I wish you all a great day. Tomorrow night's shir is on the topic, why didn't the Vilna Gaon go to Eretz Yisrael? He actually headed out there, and he turned around. Great mystery, historical mystery. Why did the Vilna Gaon, he got as far as he got as far as Königsberg and then he turned back. Why did he do that? Have a good night, everyone. Recording
stopped. Did he go to Amsterdam?
The Grum? Why, because he went to a library there or something?
He saw he saw or something. He turned back. I don't know what I heard.
We might have learned that once. I don't remember.
Okay.
Okay. Good night.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.